call out one. Then just people that say, what is the church to call out one? Call out to what? Call out men to sit at the feet of the men, the ones who call them out. And get their dictates and their administration men, and then go men into where they you send them men, and men implement that men in their territory. Like an ambassador. Like a senate, like a cabinet. And listen, those are not elected officials, those are appointed. Let me tell you something. God said, you didn't choose me. Jesus, I chose you. I appointed you. I sent you. Listen, 10 years ago, man, we say we found the Lord. No, you didn't, man. It was God come found us. It was God come looking for us. It was God went looking for Adam and Eve in the garden. They was running in the hide, just like all of us. Born in sin and shaping in iniquity, we wasn't running toward Jesus. We were running away from Jesus. We were running into the world system that we was born in. But the love of God looked past all our faults, all our mistakes, boy, and saw our need was to be rekindled, man, and reconnected, man, back to that love. So that we could learn how to love like that and operate like that. To administrate, man, his rule. To carry out, man, you know, his administration. In the area, man, that we are living in. So what area of your gift is? It don't matter what it is. If you're a teacher, if you're a politician, if you're a businessman, if you're in music, whatever it is, to take part of the ruling authority of God. What's the ruling authority of God, man? The kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God, man? God's way of doing things. And what God is doing in the earth. To come to the knowledge of that, man, and take that into every world. Every arrangement. Every pattern of operation. Every system that's upon this earth. And all the little worlds that operate within the man, this big world that we live in. I told you, it's two worlds on this earth. One is called the kingdom of darkness, where the devil is the prince of the power of the air. That's this world. That's the world that you were born in and shaped in, where you say you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Didn't tell you when Adam gave that authority and dominion over it to the devil when he deceived them in the garden, and they gave the dominion and the authority over to him. Instead of man and Adam them fulfilling their purpose and destiny and making it on earth as it is in heaven, they gave the dominion over to the devil, and he made it on earth as it is here now. That's the world that you live in here now on this earth. That's not man created and influenced and motivated by God. That's the devil set up this world that you live in. Listen, not only the evil in it, it got a lot of good in this world. Even the good in it is come from the devil. Adam didn't just eat out the tree of the knowledge of evil. They ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So even the good in this world system, man. Just like, man, is a deception. Just like a good bait over an evil hook. And the fish don't see that evil hook under the bait. All you see is the good bait. And when he go grab that good bait, you think he realize and understand that under that man is a hook that's going to snatch him out of his natural environment and his natural way of living and his natural way of being, man, out of that over into another arrangement in the air where he just flipping and flopping and everything else, all discombobulated, all out of order, confused. That's what the devil used. He used a good thing, man, just... As long as they snatch you and keep you out to find out who you really are and what you really can do and what you really have and who you and where you really come from and what your purpose really is. He don't want you to know that. He don't mind you having church and your emotions getting stirred up and you feeling something and you quit doing this and you quit doing that. Well, I don't drink no more. I don't smoke no more. Yeah, that's all fine and damn, that's good. You're supposed to do all that. That ain't supposed to be going. But man, there's more to it than that. You can stop drinking and stop smoking, don't do this and don't do that, man, and still not know who you are, man. Still don't know, man, what's really going on. Most people doing that and everything else, man, thinking, man, that's their works toward God. They They service toward him, man. They doing that to appease him. Man, you're not supposed to do all that to appease God or try to get saved. You're supposed to do all that, man, because you are saved. You're supposed to do all that because you love God. And the only way you can love God, man, and do all that like he said, you got to first find out and know, boy, how much he loves you. The Bible says he so loved the world. Lord. He what, Arthur? He so loved the world. Very familiar scripture in Christianity. That he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent not his son into this world to condemn this world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hello. I say that again, because you just heard that and your emotions been stirred up about that, but you don't really understand perhaps what that's really saying. Watch. That world that did, when the devil plunged our earth and our society here and what we have here today, man, and we born in sin and shaped in iniquity and born in this arrangement, this world system that he set up called the kingdom of darkness. And mankind was lost and ignorant to the original world that God had set up. All he knew was what was conducive to his nature, all the things that he learned, man, in this world that we were born and shaped in, that's motivated, influenced, established on the earth by the devil. If mankind started living, man, from Genesis chapter 3, out in the wilderness, instead of man it being on earth as it is in heaven, man, now you got the man work the ground, man, in front of the sweat of his brow. Instead of a woman then having natural birth, man, and children being born, man, in the kingdom of heaven, man, now they're being born in pain and suffering. Well, they're born in the wilderness. They're born separated from God. It's not just a physical pain. It's a spiritual pain, man. They're born separated from God. They're born sinners. They're born, man, spiritually dead. That's the pain and suffering that you say that you that the woman was going to bear. The physical pain, that's just a type and shadow, man. That's just the after effect, man. The true pain, man, is that we separated from our Father on our way to a devil's hell. Don't know who we really are. Don't know how to reign in life. Don't know how to live in life. Don't know how to have control over our circumstance, situation, and symptoms. Instead of us controlling our circumstance, situation, and symptoms, the circumstance, situation, and symptoms controlling us. The sickness dictating to us. The lack in our lives, the poverty dictating to us. The world dictating to us. The politicians dictating to us. The system dictating to us. When God's original plan and purpose, man, was that we dictate to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. Now they dictating to us. All the pain and all the suffering that we go through in this world system. That come from childbearing. Hello. So in an old covenant, man, from Genesis chapter 3, all the way to a man, the last book in the Old Testament, Malachi, boy, is God's plan, man. God's plan of what, man? To redeem his people from this destruction that we born in. And restore us back to our rightful place. I hope I'm making this plain to you so that you can understand, boy, what your Father and not what your church doing. Not what you want to do for your church. Not what you want to do for your community and everything else. But boy, what your Father want to do for your church and for your community. And for us. What he want to do for Arthur? He want to redeem our life from destruction. And restore back to us everything that we lost. What you lost? You lost your dominion. You lost your rulership. You lost your kingship. You lost your authority to reign in life. You lost your crown. And now all you got is a turban, a priesthood. your spiritual representative, even those of us in the church, a spiritual representative with no authority. Well, because you don't have your crown on. You don't know about your kingship. You don't know about what was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, what was really going on. Adam was reigning in life. Adam was in, man, the Garden of Eden. Adam was in a little carbon copy of heaven on earth with a mandate, an assignment, man, to make the whole earth, man, just like that little carbon copy of heaven. Tell where it was spread, everywhere they go. And everywhere they would have children, the children born in that place, then when their children leave that place and go and establish their own home and family, then they take the kingdom of heaven to that place. And then as they spread all over the world, man, and everywhere they go, man, they take the kingdom. All over, as they spread all over the earth, everywhere they go, man, they would take the Garden of Eden with them. And man, before you know it, man, the earth would be filled with the glory of God. It'd be on earth just as it is in heaven. That's what God's original plan was. And it's written, and it's, and the Bible says, man, I declare the end from the beginning, and my counsel gonna stand. You think a devil in hell and what he came and did and deceived Adam and Eve can stop, man, what God doing? Come on now. So the Bible says, boy, in the fullness of time, not at any time, when the setting was right, when everything was in order, when everything was in place, God sent forth his son, made in the likeness of sinful flesh, made just like us, come through, man, a natural birth, but also a supernatural birth, man, a man, made in the likeness of sinful flesh, and redeemed our life from destruction. And not only redeemed our life from destruction, but crowned us. Put a crown on top of the turban, man. The spiritual representation that we are. Put a crown on top of that. A kingship on top of that. Restored you back to your authority, boy, your kingship. Hello. That's what he came with that on his shoulder. So cross, the Calvary, the cross, the suffering, the beat down that we all know about it in the church and that we all preach about and everything else. And all that's good message and everything else, but that's not the gospel. That's just the means to the gospel. If we're not preoccupied, man, we get caught up in just the means and never get to the gospel. Calvary, not the gospel. Being born again, not the gospel. Being a Christian and joining a church and getting saved, not the gospel. All those the means to the gospel. You don't know what the gospel is. Hallelujah. Boy, you tune into this radio broadcast for that purpose, boy, so that you can know the truth. And the truth that you find out and learn through this word here, boy, let me tell you something, it's going to set you free. Set you free from religion. Set you free from, man, all of the power that all the circumstance, situation, symptoms that the devil deploys and employs over our lives, set you free from all of that. It'll flip the script. It'll put you back on top. Instead of those circumstance, situation, symptoms of life dictating to us, man, you'll start dictating to it. And as you practice in that and grow up in that, man, and everything will change. Anyway, God was everything. And when his son came, man, God so loved the world. What God loved? Listen to what he said. God so loved the world. What world are you talking about? The original world. The world that he set up. The pattern of operation that he set up on the earth. The arrangement that he set up on the earth. The plan and the purpose, man, for mankind's life that he set up upon the earth. The original world, before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that world, that lifestyle, that relationship, there wasn't no religion in the garden, man. It was a relationship. He loved that world so much. Mankind, you and I lost that world. Didn't even have a clue about that world. I didn't know nothing about that world. Operating in rituals and ceremonies and religions. And but they have a clue about that world. All you knew, man, was about, man, the world that you were born and shaped in and the laws that govern your life according to that world while you was under oppression. The boy God so loved the original world, the world that he set up, that he sent his only begotten son. For what, Arthur? To bring that world watch back to the earth, to reestablish that, to reestablish that. Not to establish that, to reestablish that on the earth again. So all Calvary and everything, all that, that's a means, man, to an end. What? To clean you up. That's the cleansing process. Sometimes we go out there and trying to clean them, man. You know, you ain't got to clean the fish. God done already cleaned. The blood of Calvary done cleansed every man from their sin. It's washed them white as snow. I'm talking about everybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the worst sin in the world, man. All your sins is washed away. If you don't ever come to the knowledge of that, that's why I say, man, the only reason why they died dead and everything else, because they don't know. And the reason why they don't know, man, because ain't nobody really told them. The reason why ain't nobody really told them, because they don't know. You go and tell them everything, man, but what they need to hear. If we're not careful, we'll go try to clean the fish before we catch it. It's not our job to clean the fish. God, Jesus told his disciples, I will make you fishermen of men. He said the Holy Spirit and the Word of God will cleanse them. You just catch them. You just put some good bait on a good hook that would do the same thing that the devil did to y'all. Put a good bait, this world system made. Listen, man, he made that thing look pretty. He made it look like, man, he made it to be a tree to be desired. They thought it was a good thing they was doing. They was deceived. I said again, they was deceived. They thought it was a good thing they was doing. Let me say this again, and I always say this on this broadcast. Be careful of your enemy. You got an enemy out there. And his most successful tactic against you as a believer and as us as church, especially us as in the leadership position or in the ministry of the church, his most successful tactic against us will be to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. See, Calvary and his death and his burial and him opening blind eyes and won't he do it and all those things that we say about him and the gospel that we preach about him, that's a good thing. That's necessary. That's very important. But there's something greater than that. Because when he was doing all those things, man, he was doing all those things in a system, in a world system here, in this kingdom of darkness that we were living in, that mankind, man, didn't know how to operate like this. They said to them, what manner of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. Demons flee from him. The sick get healed and everything else, man. What manner of man is this? They said, come see a man. Open blind eyes. Unstop deaf ears. Make the lame walk. Even the dumb talk, man. Even the dead is raised to life. What manner of man is this? Come see a man. And they come to saw a man. They checked him out and everything else, boy. And they, man, they, and that's all they were saying, well, come see a man. And when they come saw a man, man, most of them just saw his acts. They saw him do mighty works, man, but they didn't understand his message. His message was this. You can do this too. You can be like this too. You can have this too. This same anointing that I have, you can have too. This same work that you see me do, you can do too. This same life that you see me living, you can live too. This same man, mindset of man allowing nothing to worry you, and you can be that way too. As I am, so are you. The work that you see me do, you can do too. As the Father sent me, so I'm going to send you too. And the works that I do, shall you do too. In fact, you're going to do even greater works. Because it's just one of me, but boy, you're going to be a whole bunch of y'all, man. Ambassadors. Representing, man. not your church, not your denomination. Representing what, boy? Ambassador of Christ. Representing, man, what Christ's message was. What Christ's message was, it wasn't about him. It was about you. And the good news was that world that Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, back in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, that world, that garden, that has been restored back to the earth. It's not a geographical location. It's an atmosphere and an environment. It's an open door to a delightful place. But into the literal presence of the Lord. Where you can come boldly back, man. Watch this. Come boldly back into the first world. I told you in previous broadcast that the angels with the flaming sword that protected the way back into the Garden of Eden so that the man could not eat out the tree of life and remain in that state, man, of separation from God forever. That angels and them flaming swords gone, man. There's a door there now. And that door is Jesus Christ, man, and what all that he did for us on Calvary and the light that he came and everything that we talk about and preach about, all that's a door. An entrance into something for you. He didn't preach the door. Nobody preached. He preached what was behind the door. And he showed the people what was behind the door. And the people come flocking into the door. They didn't just come flock to him. Man, they had to. They didn't just get the stuff. But they didn't just stop at him, man. They came, man, to him to get, man, all the stuff that was behind the door. Jesus is the door back into the first world. The original world. And the door don't have no lock on it. And all you got to do is just come on in. Come on back, man. The way it been prepared. You see, I said before you, the way it been made. He said, I'm the way. I'm the truth, man. I'm the truth about, man, what God is really doing. I'm the reality of it. And I'm the life of it. You see this life that I'm living? That's how you're supposed to live. I got power even over death. He said, I tell you what, destroy this temple in 3 days, I'll raise it back up again. He was displaying to you who you and I are. Because we created his image and his likeness. He's the express image of the Father. He just like the Father. Only difference between you and I and him is that, man, he was full of the Holy Ghost and acting on the word of God. But he was a mere man, just like you and I. What he was, full of the Holy Spirit and acting on the word of God. That's very important that you understand that, man. Full of the Spirit and acting on the word of God. That means applying and acting out on the word of God. That's not just hearing it and singing about it and getting excited about it and shouting about it. That means acting on it. Acting on it. That's our problem, man. We hear, we get excited, and we shout, and we do everything else. But when it comes down to acting on it, and continue acting on that, and continue acting on that until it become a way of life, until it becomes second nature. You just act like that, because that's how you really are. You just act that way until you act on the word of God. You're not going to make your way successful. You're not going to have good success in accomplishing what God got. You got to be not just a hearer, man, but a doer of the word. If God so loved the world, that original world that he set up, where everything is all right and you a king and a ruler in there, if he brought that world back and reestablished that world on the earth and sent the angels with the flaming sword back up to heaven and became the door to that and telling you, man, that you can come on in. Somebody say, how you get in there? That's what Nicodemus came. The Lord, how you get in that kingdom? He say, except you be born again. How? Believe the gospel. Born again, how? By the power of the word of God. He so loved the world, why? That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish. What do you say, man? How I get in there? Believe this gospel. What gospel are you talking about, Arthur? The kingdom of heaven is available to you right now. That first world, that original world. And when we come back into that world and start operating from that place and from that atmosphere and from that environment, man, then we can do the things, man, that we're supposed to do. Then we can walk on out of darkness into the marvelous light. Then it'll be our heart's desire, man, to walk up right before our Father. Then it be, man, our heart desire to live right, to talk right, to act right, man. Why? Because, man, we want to be who we find out who we really are, and we want to be that, man. And we start walking after that. The Bible said it this way: the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus will set you free of the law of sin and death. But what the law could not do through the weakness of the flesh, God sent forth his Son, made in the likeness of sinful flesh, and condemned sin in the flesh. But watch what it says. Therefore now no condemnation. Not just no condemnation, but it says something after that. To those who walk in the spirit and not after the flesh. When you find out what's really going on and God planning, God praying for your life, man, you come running to the door. You won't be running from God, man. You'll be running to God. When you realize, boy, that your Father ain't holding nothing against you, man, that all he has is open arms for you, and what he want to do is restore back to you all your sovereignty, all your dominion, all your authority, all your power, all your ability, is who you really are, man. That's all he want to do, man, is restore that back to you, man, so that you can begin to operate in who you really are and what you really can do and who you really are and why you really are. Knowing, boy, that, hey, when it's all said and done, you're going to fulfill your purpose. What my purpose is, man? To help my Father establish his rule, his kingdom, that first world, back up on the earth. Come to the knowledge of it. Come on in it, man, and then help him, man, get others in it. In my church, in my denomination, in my doctrine, no, in the kingdom of God, back in the first world. Jesus called it the kingdom of heaven. David called it the secret place of the Most High God. Lord. Adam called it the Garden of Eden. Noah called it, boy, let me tell you something, boy, the Ark of the Covenant. Abraham called it the Promised Land. The children of Israel, man, they knew of it. The children, all they knew of it more is the presence of the Lord. Jesus called it the Kingdom of Heaven. And the gospel, the good news, all the other things that mean, the good news is this, that's available to you. Right now, that's within your reach. What I got to do, Arthur, all you got to do is come on in. Hear the gospel. What's the gospel? Well, all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you. It's your inheritance. It belongs to you. God loved me in that world and you so much that he sent his Son to bring that world back, died up on the cross to redeem our life from the destruction that we're in, and paved the way for us to come back into it, man, and then, man, restore everything that we lost in Adam back to us. Set us back in our original state in God. And when you understand that and you come on into that place, then you start, man, walking right, living right, talking right, being right, ruling in life, little by little by little, line up on line, precept upon precept, growing up into that life just like a little bit, just like you grew up into this world, this darkness, a little bitty baby. Learn how to walk and learn how to talk. That's why on this radio broadcast, man, just I ain't got no meat for you and strong food for you. I just got a little milk and parable for you right now. Because no, man, just little bitty babies. Even, man, people been in the church 40, 50 years, still little bitty babies, man. So I just come to feed you, man, the milk of the word of God. My time is about to let you know, boy, that all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you. Listen, my prayer for you, man, is this, that men, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord, that you receive, man, God's gift. What God give? The gift of eternal life, the gift of salvation. It's a gift for you. And that you come on into the kingdom of God and start experiencing the kingdom of heaven. Little by little by little, line up on line, precept upon precept, just like a little bitty baby, growing up into it, not trying to be saved, being saved. Doing all those things, not trying to get saved, but because you are saved. Listen, God love you. And all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you. And in that kingdom, all your needs are met. In that kingdom, every sickness and disease and germ and virus that touch your body dies instantly. Listen, he's telling me to wind it up. I love you. If you like any of our messages, you can contact us at 713-870-3776. We'll be more than happy to give you copies of it, to give you any information of it. But we'd like for you to continue to tune in to this radio broadcast. I promise it's going to be a tremendous blessing to your life and to your family. We love you. God bless you. We talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number